Simon & Schuster Audio presents Four Past Midnight by Stephen King. Read by Willem Dafoe, Ken Howard, Tim Sample, and James Woods.
One Past Midnight, The Langoliers. From the book, Four Past Midnight, by Stephen King. Read by Willem Dafoe. Brian Engel rolled the American Pride L-1011 to a stop at gate 22 and flicked off the fastened seatbelt light at exactly 10:14 p.m. He let a long sigh hiss through his teeth and unfastened his shoulder harness. He could not remember the last time he had been so relieved and so tired at the end of a flight. He had a nasty, pounding headache, and his plans for the evening were firmly set. No drink in the pilot's lounge, no dinner, not even a bath when he got back to Westwood. He intended to fall into bed and sleep for 14 hours. American Pride's Flight 7, flagship service from Tokyo to Los Angeles, had been delayed first by strong headwinds and then by typical congestion at LAX, which was, Engel thought, arguably America's worst airport if you left out Logan and Boston. To make matters worse, a pressurization problem had developed during the latter part of the flight. Minor at first, it had gradually worsened until it was scary. It had almost gotten to the point where a blowout and explosive decompression could have occurred, and had mercifully grown no worse. Sometimes such problems suddenly and mysteriously stabilized themselves, and that was what had happened this time. The passengers now disembarking just behind the control cabin had not the slightest idea how close they had come to being people pâté on tonight's flight from Tokyo. But Brian knew, and it had given him a whammer of a headache. "This bitch goes right into diagnostic from here," he told the co-pilot. "They know it's coming in what the problem is, right?" The co-pilot nodded. "They don't like it, but they know." "I don't give a shit what they like and what they don't like, Danny. We came close tonight." Danny Keene nodded. He knew they had. Brian sighed and rubbed a hand up and down the back of his neck. His head ached like a bad tooth. "Maybe I'm getting too old for this business." That was, of course, the sort of thing anyone said about his job from time to time, particularly at the end of a bad shift. And Brian knew damn well he wasn't too old for the job. At 43, he was just entering prime time for airline pilots. Nevertheless, tonight he almost believed it. God, he was tired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?